Last Thursday at a Royce City tournament, the host Bulldogs defeated the Wildcats basketball team by more than 30 points. In a rematch at Wildcats Gym Tuesday night, the Wildcats took a 4-point lead into the fourth quarter before the Bulldogs rallied for a 49-44 win. It was a much different game from the first one. I talk with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta Wednesday morning.
I was very pleased. I told the guys, I said, don't get caught up in winning and losing. You know, that's not the overall big picture here. It's just getting better constantly, and I felt like we really improved. And the things we worked on at practice, we executed, and we down the stretch, we gave ourselves a win, and that's all we can really ask for. So I was very, very pleased with their performance.
They really just had a couple of players that really stepped up for them. One, that senior point guard, kind of, you know, took the team on his shoulders, and you've got a young, inexperienced team, and, you know, they're still trying to look for its identity and stuff, and so it was just hard to match them in that fourth quarter.
Oh, absolutely. Number 11, he did a great job. He's the one who really killed us the first time when we played him, and naturally, you know, we tried to slow him down, but he's a pretty good basketball player, and they had some collectiveness from the other guys, which helped, and they're an experienced team. Like you said, he's a senior. Most of their guards are pretty advanced in that aspect, and yes, we have some sophomore guards, we'll have some freshman guards, and just some guys that haven't really experienced that. So hopefully here in the future, you know, the more experience they get, the better we will be in finishing games. So
Jalen Dugan had a big ball game for you. He was also very polite to the referees, and that's his nature, really.
Right.
We all know that. But he had a great game with 24 points for you.
Absolutely. I told him it's the best game I've ever seen him play, from summer ball to anything, from football. I mean, just any sport he's ever played. I felt like he really, really shined in that game. He stepped up as a leader when we needed him. He handled adversity very well, which was an issue early on, which is an issue for all kids. I mean, when I played, you know, it was the same thing. But, they're just really learning. I felt like they're starting to really get the concept of togetherness and don't worry about things we can't control. So, to me, that's an overall win for us. So,
Kane Cody had 10. He chipped in with that for you.
He did. We still didn't get him the ball enough. Yeah. We need to really focus on getting him the ball. Some of my younger guards, it's really hard for them to feed the ball in, and we work it constantly. So, he had a collective effort, but definitely needs to touch the ball more. So,
looked like he had three or four guys, though, around him, you know, real quick when the ball went in there. So they were trying to deny, obviously, on that.
Absolutely. That's what their coach told me after the game. He said, somebody else better score because we're not letting the big man touch the ball. And they did a really good job of taking him away. And I felt like other guys helped carry the load and kind of even that balance there. So
now you've got another tournament coming up and a chance to play a lot of games again and give this team even more experience.
Absolutely. That's what we're looking for, just more experience, the better we will get. We're going to go to Granbury. We play Fort Worth Northside first. I don't really know much about them. I received the film on them, so kind of we'll scout them a little bit, and I have one on Granbury as well. So we're just going to focus on playing our game of basketball and, you know, playing together, and hopefully we'll come out with some wins.
The Wildcats are now 3-4. KSST Sports.